Hi, my name is Carly Haggard, and I'm in 8th grade at Lake Highlands Junior High, and I've decided to take my turn now. I understand that in order to lead others, I must first lead myself. Paul charges Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:13 to follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from your teachers and leaders. One place I'm growing in leading myself is having a quiet time in the mornings, which then affects my day and affects how much joy I have. Trying to find the things that stir my affection for Christ, which for me is worship music. 2 Timothy 4, 2-4 says to preach the word of God and to patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. It says that a time is coming when people will no longer listen to the sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. Sean has asked me to share one verse from anywhere in the Bible that I think would correct or encourage you, even if it isn't something that everyone would like to hear. I have chosen 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Just because we aren't young, it doesn't mean that we can't be a good example and bring others to Christ. And it's not an excuse to get out of things that we don't want to do and just say that we'll do it later because we're so young. And sometimes I feel like it can be awkward to try to share truth with people who are older than you, but it's worth it because it's their eternal life and it's where they're going to be for the rest of their life. So thank you for giving me a chance to share my heart and listening.